Welcome to this special edition of African Analysis, an edition I didn't really want to do, because we're paying tribute to the incredible Jean-Jacques Cornish, a remarkable journalist whose voice transcended borders and narratives. Jean-Jacques Cornish died on Wednesday, the 13th of November, and he's going to be very much missed by his family here at the podcast party. He was a veteran journalist. He graced the airwaves of South African radio and over here, podcasts, with his usual warm bonjour that he used to start with. His words not only informed us, but also created a sense of connection to, principally, the great continent of Africa. Having covered many international events, and he had personal connections to many of the protagonists in those events, Jean-Jacques quickly became a trusted Africa correspondent for many years. He further distinguished himself as the London Bureau Chief of the South African Press Association, and he had a special correspondent at the United Nations position from the age of just 25, a testament to his talent and his dedication. Now, beyond his professional accolades, what truly set Jean-Jacques Cornish apart was his ability to weave complex African stories with great interest, empathy, and clarity. He edited several newspapers, he championed narratives that often went unheard, and he inspired us all with his credibility and his great sense of humor. I'd also like to thank the Johannesburg Business School for their long-standing support of this feature of African Analysis and for supporting and backing the news that JJ Cornish exposed us to from all over this continent. Today, we honor Jean-Jacques' legacy by continuing his spirit of curiosity and compassion. Thank you, Jean-Jacques, for your professionalism, your honesty, and for the many stories that you told. Your voice will echo in Africa forever. The podcast party's Africa Analysis, which is brought to you by the Johannesburg Business School. And as always, we're joined by the repository of knowledge in human form, that is Jean-Jacques Cornish. JJ, how are you?
I'm immensely well, Gareth. I was fearful that I might have heard suppository there, and it would have made my eyeballs pop.
No, definitely a repository of knowledge, not a suppository of knowledge. Although I think there are probably a few people who listen to African Analysis that feel like sometimes we give them a suppository of knowledge.
Either 50 years ago, I met Idi Amin at the very United Nations General Assembly, which is sitting down here now. I gate crashed his dinner and walked up to him and told him that I have not been invited to your dinner, but I've decided I want to come here to meet you. He said to me, "Are you racist?" I said, "I don't believe I am, sir." Then he said, "You are welcome."
Wow.
Yeah. Gareth, over the years, I've been blessed to be covering Africa, alternating between hope and despair. And Madagascar is one of those places. The question so often asked is, where would you go? Where would you go spend your own money to go there? Or the other question is, where would you take your wife to? And Madagascar certainly must number right at the top. It's a remarkable country and absolutely amazing. I've been there several times as an election observer.
We thought it would be a good idea to find out from JJ what actually happens when you're an election observer, what that entails, how it comes about that he ended up being an election observer, and what he has observed. So straight over to the man who's found himself in 14 countries, JJ?
No fewer than 14, an observer.
That's very impressive. I mean, that's a CV.
And I absolutely love it. At least I'm counting now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of those, I've been with this organization, and a very, very enviable organization it is too, called EISA, E-I-S-A, set up to observe our elections, our first democratic election in 1994. Electoral Institute for South Africa.
There's an interesting bit of travel advice from JJ Cornish this morning. You see, you get it all. You get a cornucopia of options on African Analysis here every week. We talk politics, we talk the state of nations, we talk elections, we talk all kinds of things. You even get travel advice from JJ Cornish. It's a pleasure to have you, JJ. Nice to see you again, and we will catch up in another couple of days.
I look forward to that. Cornucopia. And oh, by the way, Gareth, thank you so much for telling me the meaning of plethora.
Oh.
It means a lot, man.
Thank you very much.